With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Two sisters sit on the stoop of their home in far south Baltimore. Audrey and Leah Rozier sing about the world they see around them.
No more green, only buildings, and all that I can see is landfills in. I'm disgusted, I can't believe we trusted the world, but it's not too late to be adjusted.
This is 18-year-old Audrey. She and her 16-year-old sister are describing the decaying industrial waterfront of the Curtis Bay neighborhood, where truck traffic rumbles and children breathe the most toxic air pollution in the state.
It'll all get better. We can save the world. And it starts with music. Get your message heard.
The message the sisters are getting out by singing before the Baltimore School Board at community meetings, on a YouTube video and elsewhere, is that Maryland should stop the construction in their neighborhood of what would be America's largest trash incinerator. A New York-based company called Energy Answers is planning to build a trash-burning plant on a former factory site on East Patapsco Avenue. The so-called Fairfield Renewable Energy Plant would burn about 8 million pounds of pulverized garbage a day and generate 140 megawatts of electricity, enough to power about 70,000 homes. Patrick Mahoney is president of Energy Answers. He said the students protesting the project should not worry about the pollution.
The level of emissions is well below the level that EPA and MDE determined is hazardous to human health and the environment. Well, well below.
In fact, Mahoney described the project as good for the environment because it will reuse waste to make energy, conserve space in landfills, and reduce methane, a greenhouse gas that rises from dumps.
We will have a very significantly lower air emissions with this whole system than there would be otherwise if they were trucked to landfills and the landfill gases were released as they are now.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake praised the project because it may create union construction jobs.
This project is a national model for green, renewable energy, and I'm proud, very proud, to have this project in Baltimore City.
Environmentalists and members of the community, however, object to efforts to greenwash incinerators, making them seem clean and renewable, because trash-burning plants release more air pollution per hour of energy than even coal-burning plants. According to state figures, the proposed plant smokestacks would release up to 240 pounds per year of brain-damaging mercury, more than all the coal plants in the state combined, along with 1,000 pounds per year of toxic lead, 400 tons of sulfur dioxide, which contribute to smog, and 600 tons of nitrogen oxides, which cause dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. Despite this, Governor Martin O'Malley signed a law making the Energy Answers Project and other waste-to-energy plants eligible for government subsidies as renewable energy. The same day, O'Malley said he would define trash burning as the equivalent of solar or wind power. Energy Answers sent a check for $100,000 to the O'Malley-led Democratic Governors Association. When word of this drifted downwind, it did not smell good in the lower-income neighborhoods near Curtis Bay, which are already overburdened with pollution. But Leah and Audrey and their friends in an environmental justice group called Free Your Voice refuse to give up or back down. They'll keep singing in protest until their lungs give out.
The time is now before our planet gets destroyed. Before death is something we cannot avoid. It's time for change before we don't have a choice. So let's stand tall together and free our voice.
With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Your message, huh?